you know, he would have been infiltrated. They could clear a path for him, you know, it's like you lure, you know, all kinds of things could have happened. But
it's looking like this is not ending anytime soon. Like
it's a long haul. It's a long haul. And what I am looking at is ultimately what will help him out. Mm. Believe you me, is a political resolution of this.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Ultimately, what I mean, cases can go for as long as 3-4 years. You don't want to go through that. Mm. It could be a political situation. You know. Let's see. There'll be all kinds of negotiations going on at some point. Maybe before the elections, maybe after, who knows? But so he hasn't been given a date. They said that as of yesterday, the court was carrying out investigations. Now, when they said the court was carrying out investigations, I think the way these things take place in Benin is completely different from what we would have.
Okay.
Here, the court would not be conducting investigations. Mm-mm. The court would be conducting a trial.
Exactly.
But here, the court is conducting investigations, and they're going to find out various, you know, things and see if he has committed any crime in Benin Republic. And he will be tried. And if he's not guilty, he will be allowed to go. But it is also important to note that what is being said here is that Nigeria has not made a formal application for his
to extradite,
and I'm wondering why. Is it that you want everything to peter out there and then make that application, or is there some back end agreement? All kinds of things happen.
All kinds. We'll wait and see.
But I also hope that they've been able to take the handcuffs off him when he's in the court. No, when he's in the cell. Especially, yes, when he's, because it was said that when he's alone in the cell, he was handcuffed. So he can't even eat, you know, and things like
that. Yes. Right. We're live on Facebook, we're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's know what you think about these, our headlines this morning. Let's go to page 8 of The Vanguard. By 2023, APC will have completely ruined Nigeria. Nothing others.
It is not my portion. Nigeria will not be ruined. Having said that, that is a prayer. But the reality is, I hope this thing doesn't come to pass. I hope this thing. But the question is, the PDP almost ruined the country. They apologized. The APC appears to be on the same path. What is the option for us as Nigerians? The feelers we are getting is that there might be a third force. But I'm not too excited about that, because there'll be same of same. Unless we have a new set of politicians, a new thinking, it will be same of same. What are you going to have? You're going to have the fallout from the PDP. You're going to have the fallout from the APC without getting themselves fully organized and getting ready, having a party, a real party in place, merging this and merging that. They package everything, dabaru everything, and produce a candidate. And it will be back to same of same. I wish we could go back to the British and tell them to colonize us for 10 years and we start the process all over again. Now, I hope people know that's a joke.
Exactly. Exactly.
But Nigeria needs to go back to the drawing board. It's not just about constitutional reforms. Mm. It's not just about restructuring. It's restructuring the thinking. And it's not about national conference. But we need to go. It will be same of same. It'll be some of same.
Because these people keep moving from one party
to
another party.
They move from one
party
to the other.
Party.
We had PDP, we had AD,
decide to go for another party, you know, completely, you see them start moving to that party.
One pressure we need to apply is to let us have, let us give us electoral laws that will let us have independent candidates. Then you can start seeing pockets of change. You understand?
Yeah.
If you could have independent candidates and you're sure of yourself in your region, you could run for governorship.
That's right.
Abiola ran for presidency on his own steam. Nobody can lay claim to say that he cleared the way for Abiola. No. It was on his own steam. It was on his own money. And that made people very, very uncomfortable. Even though outside they'd be shouting Hosanna, they were telling them to crucify him. the true story of what happened to Abiola has not been told. The day it is told, and maybe it will be long after I've gone and Sheriff would have come to meet me. Maybe it will be long after I will go before you. I mean, that's the prayer.
I get it. I'm not contesting. Don't draw me. No.
Sheriff, you
don't
love
me. Don't fight me. Let's say. Just go on your own. Go on your own first.
You know, I love you so much. But talking seriously, don't mind our fun. We like to have fun. But yes. So, you know, the issue before Nigeria, in all honesty, is not about new parties.
Mm.
It's not even about a new candidate. But I think that if you allowed independent candidates, you can have a movement that doesn't want to become a party, of young people especially. But look at the young lady who ran for councillorship.
Mm.
At the last local government election in Lagos. By the way, she's going to be here tomorrow.
Mm.
She's going to be on air tomorrow to tell you her experience. Mm. Youth Party.
That's Tari Taylor.
Tari Taylor. Mm. You don't. So we want people who don't need to go spend 3 days camping outside somebody's house in Ikoyi or whatever to get this. Mm. Let us have independent candidates. By the time you have pockets here and there, here and there, here and there, who knows? Who knows what we'll come up with? But the Northern Elders, they've berated the APC and say that the party has ruined Nigeria. And I seem to align myself, you know, with that assertion. I think if they are looking for votes of those who will say aye, I will be saying aye to that. It's been a complete mess. Been a complete mess. You can talk about infrastructural development and all these things, all this propaganda, all you like. But the country is in a mess.
If we have a suitable law that can try at least aid the change, will it help? Because there's been an argument about, yes, we have laws in this country, but then people don't respect the law.
Nobody respects any law. I mean, that's not the issue. I'm
talking about the electoral law that you mentioned earlier. Law. Like, let's have a suitable law that can say, let's have independent candidacy.
We'll have independent candidacy, but it's more of attitude.
It's attitudinal change.
It's attitudinal change. The last local government elections were so scanty. The attendance, everybody's fed up. But you can't be fed up. If you are fed up, you don't have an option.
Mm.
If you don't have an option, you can't complain. Okay, but something tells me that if we can have independent, if we had independent candidates, I might run. I might decide to run for Senate in Lagos. Go and fight the cause of my people, in the center. But I can't, I can't go and cap. Take my car and go and let mosquitoes chop me. Sit parking outside somebody's house because I want them. I can't do that.
We'll give you mosquito repellent cream.
Ah no, honest to God, this independent candidate. I might even just run to give the whoever is running against me a run for his money.
That's right.
Sometimes you don't run to win an election. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you run to up the ante. Like one American did, I've forgotten his name. Mm-hmm. He was an independent candidate about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He says not running, he knows he might not be president, but he wants to up the ante. Mm-hmm. I could jolly well do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you see, the politicians are hedging us everywhere.
Yeah.
They're hedging and trying to stop any attempts to have a free and fair election. Look at the reports we had about the local government elections that took place in Lagos.
Mm.
The reports were not, they were not commendable in any manner.
Mm-mm.
Well, heaven help us all.
Yeah, that. I think we need to help ourselves first, right? Let's go to the Vanguard. We're still in the Vanguard. We're flipping to the next page now, page 9. Presidency warns staff against divulging classified information.
I found this some kind of a comedy, and let me clear it. Let me tell you what I found funny about it is that we all know that getting people to swear an oath in Nigeria is a wasteful exercise.
You wouldn't
have finished the swearing before they contradict whatever it is they swore to. Okay, so now what you see is that you have leaks. There are leaks in the presidency and so on and so forth.
Mm.
The issue is very simple. The presidency, like all government or whatever, they are divided. Why are they divided? There's imbalance. Why is there imbalance? There's no justice. You understand?
Yeah.
The people who put together what was called the Federal Character Commission, they knew what they were doing. Mm. So what do you have in public service now? Mm. You have little pockets of interest. Here and there. Once you have that, you're going to have divulging of classified information.
Mm.
Do you understand what
I'm saying? Yes, I do.
So it has also become our culture to boast about divulging. Say, one of my sources, source me here is very, very strong. He has told me that this happened. One of my sources has told me,
like, show how connected you are.
One of my sources has told me that they have moved the file from the office of the vice president to the president's office. Any moment from now, they are going to announce Jimmy Disu as the petroleum minister.
In no way.
You know,
we're not greedy.
Yeah, I don't go to this. But you know, the thing is that even by the announcement, you can become rich.
What
you should do once they've announced it, you take 24 hours before you accept or reject.
Yeah.
Shara Wali Chad.
Designers
will come.
It will start coming. Like.
But talking seriously, I mean, so we don't crack up. Talking seriously, I think it's a wasted exercise.
But why do they think that the leaks were coming from the presidency? Why?
No, I think, but there are a lot of leaks, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the documents that keep flying around. But that again, you know, government has the habit of, I remember when I was in government, when you're going on leave, Jimmy Disu, you produce on your 2-week leave, dear Mr. Disu, in those days there was a lot of courtesy. Then Mr. Disu, I'm directed to ask you to go for your 2-week leave, blah, 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 blah. Then they back, bam, secret. Every government file is secret.
Every
government document is secret. But you see, you will only have a watertight presidency or civil service if you have a balance. Mm. If you have people who are devoted. In Nigeria today, the public service is for you to go and protect and provide for your own people. Why? Because it's these days now, most people don't see themselves as Nigerians. They first of all see themselves as representing where they come from.
Mm.
And that is where the problem lies. So this is a wasted, it's a good PR exercise, but I don't think it will work. In any case, they were sworn in by some judge. Let them go home, send them all back. I wish we could go back to the way we were before the Igbo people came. They put something on the ground and say, okay.
Take it. If you are sure.
If you are sure.
If you are sure.
If you are sure.
Cross this thing.
In those days, they could tell you if you are sure, cross it.
Yeah.
But it's for something else. For example, if they say that, Philip, I'm using you as an example. I can't use Sheriff, he's too close to me. Philip, if you know you stole this thing, cross this line. And only for him to discover that it was Magnum that was put on the
ground. Oh, yeah. Now I get it. Let's stay with the Vanguard. Page 11 of the Vanguard. Tinubu laid foundation for ongoing success in APC. That's Sanwo-Olu.
Yeah, this was at the swearing in of the 57 council chairmen yesterday. And I wonder why it took place so quickly, but that's a story for another day. But we congratulate the new 57 council chairmen. We congratulate them. I'm not congratulating them for winning the election, because that is yet to be determined. But I'm congratulating them that they are at least now their local government chairman.
Mm-hmm.
They are local government chairman. Going forward, we would like to tell them that, look, we have had enough of local governments being parastatals of the state government. How they are going to fight for their independence, I don't know, but let it be said on record that we have advised them to do so. We will hold them responsible for anything that happens in their local government, and we will take no excuses. We need a group that will monitor the funds that are supposed to be allocated to them. All the rumors going around that some people take 5%, 10%, this and that, they had better be very, very careful. The times we are in Nigeria today, everybody eye don't open. Okay, so whilst you are told things yesterday, we, the public, will also like to tell you these things. We need to see some work being done at the local government. Not the quick one that was hurriedly done because elections were coming.
Mm.
That's why you see construction. It's the same. I don't know why we go through the same pattern. Oh, keep these ones. When is election time? Then we'll be able to do things. You can see the number. I'm sure within yourselves, you know how many people actually voted for you. You know the truth amongst yourselves. You know how many people actually voted for you. I wish you all the best of luck. We are going to, tomorrow we are having, what's her name again?
Tari Taylor.
Tari Taylor. Mm. And she's going to represent she's going to represent a new movement that will turn around this local government system that we are running. So let's see how it goes. All the best.
All the best. Let's take this one here on page 18. Double standard approach to dealing with insecurity.
This is a Vanguard editorial, which I think you must find time to read. But let me quickly read, like I normally would do with these editorials, let me quickly read what caught my attention. It says that it was the refusal of the federal government to deal with the militant headsmen that led to the formation of self-help outreach, such as IPOP's Eastern Security Network, ESN, the Western Nigeria Security Network, Amotekun, and the rise of Sunday Igboho, the agitation for Yoruba Nation, and the struggle for the restoration of Biafra through referendum. The so-called bandits have grown from castle rustlers to militant groups now able to shoot down Nigerian warplanes. Those one helicopter was shot down. They're talking about, you know, the balance of dealing with their security. There is a feeling among certain persons that the security issues that confront us nationwide, the efforts to quell them are not well balanced. I honestly don't know what my views are on that. And that if you could handle the one in the east and the west in this manner, surely you can do likewise in the north. We are yet to see that. The circumstances might be a bit different, but I think, you know, the government itself needs to, rather than make enemies of people who say these things, you need to do things that in a manner that doesn't make people feel that there's an imbalance in governance. I'm sorry, you just have to do so. I have no apologies for saying so. You must, and if you're doing these things, not only should you be doing them, you should be seen to be making a balance in, you know, handling these security issues. And it says that there is no way a government can approach the scale of security challenges we are facing with double standards and expect to win. All hands are not on deck. Nigerians who feel unjustly treated by this regime feel alienated. Apart from their feelings of injustice, the perception that the federal government is not pursuing a pan-Nigeria agenda, but an ethnic one, cannot promote a united effort, even among those in the armed forces and security agencies. On that note, is it time for me to
Yes, it's time. It's time to go, but let me squeeze in one comment here on YouTube. This person says, and the reason I'm reading this so you can try and answer him, Akeem Rabiu says, please, I hope Uncle Jimmy is not trying to encourage Igbo Hoes likes to have a well-planned escape route if they intend to follow his steps. That's what he's saying.
No, that's a mischievous comment. Because he's taking it out of context. I said, I thought, in anything you do, you must have a plan B. I mean, that's common sense. Okay? And what I was just doing was to analyze, you know, I'm a historian. I did history in university and English. I mean, so that's not an excuse, but that's it. I mean, it's a mischievous comment. I'm not encouraging anybody to do anything of the sort. Far from it. But what I'm saying is that you need to be well prepared when you do things like this and look at the various options that you have. It's as simple as that.
All right. We must go now, Jimmy. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Jimmy will be back at 9 o'clock for Dear Bumi. Who's coming?
No, she's an author. Okay. But that's not the issue.
Okay.
It's this excitement that a lot of my listeners get when they go to YouTube and see who is talking. That's what I'm waiting to see. The Madame Fine, not be smaller.
Well, he says she's married.
And she's married, but you know, but it's part of the fun on Wednesday. You know that Dear Bumi really is just to have fun, and part of the fun is
just
to
relax.
Is to look at faces that will light you up. Don't ask me if my face was lit. I've not seen her this morning, so I don't know if my face.
We'll find out. We'll all be watching.
So it's better to watch YouTube than listen to your radio today.
It's what
for you guys out there. Okay,
we'll be watching.
We're gonna have fun.
Yes, yes, we will. Jimmy, thank you for coming.
Yeah, Sheriff.
I'm Sheriff Quadri. We'll take a break right now. When we return at 8 o'clock, we have the news for you. After the news, we'll go to Tokyo. We'll be talking about Nigeria's team's performance at Tokyo Olympics. We'll start from their preparation, the things that our team Nigeria had to go through, whether it was justified or not. And then when they went to Austria, the harassment inside the public transport system there by a supposed Nigerian, and what the impact could have been on our contingents. And then when when they got to Tokyo, their performance, whether any, all of these things are related, whether they are connected. That's our conversation at 8 o'clock this morning. Emmanuel Etim and Daisy Michael will be joining me at 8 o'clock to have that conversation. Good morning to you.
6 o'clock in the morning, getting set for another day.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.